Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
We'd run down our first scientist, Dr. Diaz, but discovered little, except that a mysterious Chaco had beaten us to the information. The doctor's mind was wandering, so it was no use staying. But Hetty Fitzhenry, our red-headed bird painter, had decided to come along on what I'd called a bird-watching expedition. Angelo and I had to abandon this somehow, so I suddenly found that my arm was bad from a wound collected in Rio, and that we must get back. We were making good time through the jungle when Hetty claimed there was a snake ahead ready to drop. She started firing into the tree. My horse took fright, threw me into a fairly deep stream. This was piranha country. An open wound was a good way to attract the murderous little man-eating fish.
Hasten, senor! Hasten before the piranha arrive!
Hasten, old chap. Assure you. Do better with sling off bad arm, though. So...
Bruce, where are you making for?
Mount. Midstream.
Hasten, senor. They move like lightning the moment they pick up the scent.
Almost there. Light. Now.
The spirits of the forest are indeed generous.
My spirit's somewhat dampened.
Bruce, honey, are you all right?
All in one piece, Hetty.
But the arm.
No worse. But no piranha.
Seems like as if they're not in this creek.
You think not, senorita?
Well, after all, Bruce wasn't attacked. But, honey, how are you going to get back?
I'm thinking that one over.
Maybe you could walk. After
walk, senorita. Perhaps you are anxious that the piranha should exercise their devilry upon Senor Carson.
Hey, now. That's way below the belt.
Understand this well. Under no conditions will the senor enter the water again.
But there's no piranha fish around.
That is where you're greatly mistaken.
Now, steady, you two. Let's take it easy for a while.
In a moment, senor.
Oh, for Pete's sake, what are you doing, Angelo? Fiddling around in that saddlebag.
Merely searching for this?
A lump of meat?
See.
This gets crazier and crazier.
Say, okay, what is all that about?
What you call a demonstration, senor.
Demonstration?
Of the powers of the piranha. Watch.
You're throwing that meat into the water.
Indeed. Watch what happens when it strikes.
Well, what? It's starting to sink.
Indeed, but it will not reach the bed of the stream, senorita. Even now, the rushing of the piranhas rises in a small way.
Great, Bruce. Look at them. Bruce!
No, don't worry, Hetty. We're out of reach.
But look at the little fiends. See how they're swarming.
Just as I...
Already, senorita, the small piece of meat has vanished. They are opponents against which the unprotected man has no answer.
Oh, you've convinced me of that, brother.
And, senor, we must devise other means of returning you to this bank.
Yeah, imagine so, old chap. Any ideas?
Indeed. We will construct an arrangement of ropes in the overhanging limbs of the trees. By that means, we will swing you to safety clear of the water.
All right, old chap, but make it snappy. One never knows. Piranha are odd creatures. Could be landlubber variety.
Worked perfectly, Angela. Back on safe ground. Relatively, anyway.
I fear that it was necessary to subject your wounded arm to considerable exercise.
Well, better a little strain than no arm at all.
Oh, gosh, yes. Boy, am I relieved to have you back with us. I'd have had nightmares for the rest of my life if those little fiends had cheated me out of Staccato Carson. But when you took that plunge, how did you feel?
A trifle wet.
Oh, sure, but you must have felt mighty awful.
Well, I'm worried about a couple of favorite pipes I was carrying more than anything. But no harm done.
Those pipes certainly rate high in the Carson life, huh?
Got me out of many unpleasant spots. They're nothing to combat piranhas. But Angelo, anything wrong?
I believe so, senor.
Peering up to that tree. Why so?
Oh, the snake.
There is no snake, senorita.
Then I guess I scared it off.
Scared it off, senorita?
Well, I shot it, didn't I?
Or did you shoot it in order to throw panic into the heart of the senor's horse?
I don't get it. To panic the horse.
See, to panic the horse and so have Senor Carson hurled into the stream, knowing full well that it was the abode of the piranhas and that the wound in the Senor's arm would attract them.
You mean that I did all that deliberately?
I do, Senorita.
Bruce! Your man Friday's taken things much too far.
He's up, Otep.
If that's all you're going to say, he's suggesting that I murdered you.
Oh, impossible.
Well, you heard what he said.
All a little strung up, seems.
Strung up? I'd like to string up this guy right now for making that accusation.
Oh, Shiloh gets carried away. Didn't really mean anything, did you, Otep?
Senor, where is the snake?
Hmm? Oh, snake probably took the hint. Decided to forget all about it.
Perhaps, Senor.
Of course, of course. Now let's reassemble ourselves and get underway again.
Honey, how many days more will we be on this trail?
Oh, three or four.
Three or four? With Man Friday round all the time? Well, there's something I'll have to be fighting down all the way, I guess.
There was something I had to fight down. The notion that the fetching and fiery Hetty might not be the candid creature she made out. Her green eyes dueled with Angelo's for the rest of the trek. Apart from the snake scares and the whirling pillars of mosquitoes that descended upon us, there was no further incident before we reached civilization. This was a ramshackle hotel. I put a phone call through to my Rio contact, Sir Giles Davenport, Angelo's master. After a long delay, it came through.
I thought it would be you, Carson. In fact, who else would be telephoning from the back of beyond? But how are you?
Oh, reasonably well. Arm's been playing up a trifle.
I thought it might come back on you.
Steamy heat, you know. Didn't give it much chance to heal.
It didn't hamper you, I trust?
Oh, no, sir. Matter of fact, turned out to be quite a useful wound.
Oh, in what way, Carson?
Explain in due course.
Yes, I see what you mean. The bird watching went off all right?
Fair, that's all, sir.
Oh, what a pity. You didn't spot that specimen that had us so intrigued.
Oh, yes.
You did?
Hardly worth the effort, then.
No? Oh, he didn't perform well?
Well, more or less incapable of taking flight in the manner we'd hoped.
Yes, of course. That's all part of the game, you know. But nothing for our bird-watching logbook, I take it.
One or two facts, Sir Giles.
Then we aren't quite empty-handed. The true watcher values every little morsel of information. There are times, Carson, when it fits in rather with what a fellow watcher discovers about nesting habits and so forth.
You've been indulging somewhat yourself, Sir Giles?
Yes, I fear so, Carson.
Well, I'll be looking forward to hearing your news.
Oh, it'll interest you, I feel sure. It's about the particular specimens of birds so dear to your heart.
Oh, fine.
You won't be lingering on the way back, I take it?
No, Sir Giles. Getting to Rio fast as possible. Howsoever, the company does rather persuade one to linger.
Jove, Carson, don't tell me you've turned up something way out there. You certainly are a lady killer. You've never known the like.
Sorry to disappoint you, sir. This happens to be one of my Rio acquaintances.
What's this?
Miss Hetty Fitzhenry.
Miss... the American, the bird painter.
So?
Well, what on earth is she doing there with your man?
I told her it was a bird-watching jaunt. She decided to invite herself along.
Trifle forward, don't you think?
Her nature, sir.
Extraordinary creature. But no trouble, I hope.
It was a little awkward at times.
In what way, Carson?
Best we leave that till later, too.
Whatever you say, I'll expect you when I see you.
So, probably tomorrow.
Then rest assured that I have something of considerable interest. It'll suggest new fields for your bird watching.
New fields, eh? I can hardly wait. But I've got Hetty waiting with so-called cocktails in the so-called guest lounge, so...
I understand, old man. When the female of the species call, we must heed, eh? It is good to hear from you. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, sir. Tomorrow sometime.
You got your call all right, Bruce?
Yes, came through fine after all the delay.
Everything in order?
More or less.
I guess you'll be telling me the curiosity killed the cat or some such, but I'm burning to know all about you. So you don't seem the type to be associated with a meat-importing outfit.
Oh, the Pater's show, originally. Keeps an idle fellow like myself with chips enough to indulge in hobbies, you know.
Honey, I sure wish you'd take up another hobby.
And that?
Well, Hetty Fitzhenry.
Now, that wouldn't be a hobby, my dear. Rather, a delight and privilege.
Oh, that sidestep again. But honestly, How about you get that arm fixed up here, and then we take a jaunt? You know, you watching the birds and me painting.
I wish I could, but impossible.
Oh, why?
The company calls. Want me back pronto in Rio. Sorry, old thing, there it is. Anyway, let's drink.
Well, all right.
To our success with our feathered friends, whether we be painting them or watching them. It became more and more difficult to imagine that Hetty was associated with the powers that were working against us to get the death ray secret. She was with us the rest of the way back to Rio. I said goodbye with numerous promises, then phoned Sir Giles to tell him we'd arrived. No reply. We decided to go at once to his Copacabana apartment. No answer to the door, so Angelo unlocked it and we went in.
He's not here, Senor Carson. He's nowhere in the apartment.
Oh, perhaps out for a stroll.
No, no, Senor. There is something gravely wrong.
Oh, mustn't jump to conclusions, you know.
Senor, when His Excellency goes out, whether it is for what you describe as a stroll or anything, he always takes his cane.
Well?
And his cane still remains here.
Hmm.
Something has happened, I know. I feel it in my veins. His Excellency has been taken from here against his will.
Oh, now, now.
I know, Senor. And there is a woman involved.
Woman? How do you know?
For perfumes, I have an unfortunate memory.
Well? What is it? You know whose?
See, I'm certain of it.
Shoot.
The young woman of the striking beauty and gay laughter. The one who performs the dancing.
Faye? Faye Corelli? What would she be doing here?
Taking some part in the removal of His Excellency. That we cannot doubt.
Trouble from many quarters. Angelo insisted that he could detect traces of the perfume worn by the alluring Faye Corelli, and Sir Giles was obviously missing. He'd spoken to me of new fields of investigation. Had this knowledge brought about the latest crisis in Operation Death Ray?